I was getting the same thing over here. It's just the trucking. But hey, Alex, as much as I'd love to talk to you, you know, this is camper time, and when I go in the camper, this thing won't transmit out of that Faraday cage. Standing outside over on the house porch, if you need to. So, a little chilly on you. Figured I definitely heard you. I wanted to come out here and answer you. You know, we're surviving one day at a time. I heard some other girl say tonight she heard possibly 6 more weeks of no power. God, I hope that's not true. But, anyways, it was just a normal chat and talking to Danny and Chad and Ron and all those guys. But, I'll get it back eventually. But, Alex, stopping in, checking on me. Check in tomorrow, I guess, and I'll give you an update. Let you know what I know. CFA, CFA.
Hey, brother. Great hearing from you. Get inside and stay warm, and I'll be home for the most part tomorrow, so I'll definitely reach out to you around 1 o'clock your time. This way it's a bit warmer out there for you. But, yeah, you and Miss Laura, have a great night, and you guys are in my prayers and everybody up in Michigan. And thanks again to the repeater owners and the community for, you know, allowing us to use their repeater. I really appreciate it. This will be Kilo Oscar 6 Golf Uniform Romeo, Alec out of Southern California, 73. I'll be clear.
Hold up. WRKE 0. WBABX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Hey, top of the morning, Mr. Jeff. On the road again. Sounds good.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Yeah, we're out on the road finally. I was out for a little bit on Monday, but I was feeling under the weather and ended up going back home. I stayed home yesterday, so we're going to try again today.
I figured that. I saw your APRS track on Monday. Went in, had breakfast, turned around, and said,
yep, I made it into Traverse and was talking to the boss, and he said, no, if you don't feel good, just go back home, go back to bed. We weren't really pressed for a lot of things to do at work, so I said, okay. So I stopped at the shop and dropped off some equipment that needed to be installed somewhere, and then I turned around back home. So I ended up spending pretty much all day Monday and all day yesterday in bed. I'm doing a lot better this morning. I had a major hot flash here just a minute ago. Broke out into a cold sweat, but yeah, I think we're going to be all right. You know, we'll push through.
Sounds like the body's on the road to recovery. That's good and bad, I guess, so. Well, have a good middle of the week, and then you only got 2 days to go for another weekend.
Yep, just fly under the radar. That's all we got to do, just fly under the radar. So, did you have a good weekend? And I'll just let you know, we did pick up that Motorola. It's pretty cool about that. It's sitting on the desk now.
Oh, cool. That was the Motorola CB. I think I heard you talking to Pete about that. So, hey, very cool. Cool. Hey, did I tell you my tractor story?
My APR squash. Did I tell you your what?
Story about my tractor.
Some days I write my APRS, and I got you again. I'm going straight now. You're good for a few minutes.
You want to shift over to 86?
No, it's not that. I can hear the repeater just fine. It's the APRS that keeps going off here in the car. You're peaking right at the time you started to say what you were going to say.
Okay, well, if you're going straight, maybe it won't beacon. So, okay, well, the story is my tractor sprung a hydraulic hose leak. Boy, that's exciting when that happens.
It's only a little 22 going off, or was it just a nice spray?
It's amazing what a little pinhole do with 3,000 pounds of PSI pressure behind it there. It makes quite a cloud.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I had a plow truck which blew a hydraulic hose, and when it did it, it made a nice little bang when it let off. So, yeah, I can imagine.
So I ordered replacement hoses on Friday. Got the real life was kind of the wrong hose. Well, anyhow, there's three hoses. I ordered two of them, and so I had to wait there. Another emergency order for the third one.
The good thing is, hydraulic hoses aren't too bad to replace. The biggest issue is making sure you get all the air bubbles out of the lines.
To buy a fancy wrench, because the way the nut on the hose is, you can't get to it with a regular wrench. So I had to get with a hose foot adapter to my socket set.
Any reason to get a good reason?
Any reason to buy a new toy or a new tool? That's okay with me. Anyhow, that's my hydraulic story for today.
Not very good. Yeah, we played a little bit on the FD8 on Sunday. Didn't feel real hot, so I've pretty much been down and out since Sunday. So we'll see how today goes. I don't know what's all in store, and there was talk of building new. I'm wondering if they're in progress. Kind of excited about them. But that's what I got right now. So get into work, make it look good, get my breakfast.
All I need to do is get the cone to thaw out so I can put an apple tree. Anyhow, that's kind of what I need the tractor for. Anyhow, you're getting a little scratchy there, so ACAPG, listening for you in the future.
Thanks, Mr. Jim. You have a good day, and we will talk to you later. 73 WDADX.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
KBS, you're staying on the mile with you. And 2 PBX, still listing on the mile repeater.
Don't know if I can talk to that skip in Denmark. This is WBACIQ Mobile.
NAMJL Mobile. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going, Drake?
Name's Michael. NAMJL.
Sorry, I thought that was sounded like Drake. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. Winter's back.
42 degrees of sunshine here in Kalamazoo.
Hey, send some of that up my way. I'm up in Levering. It's snowing. It's 27 degrees. And I just got done changing an alternator in my vehicle in the cold. My fingers are freezing.
Sweet. That's always fun.
What do you do, I guess?
Yeah, thankfully I caught it in time. Was actually going to pick up my wife's car after having some work done on it, and got a little battery light real quick. Pulled into the body shop and looked down into my, or knew something was wrong, popped my hood, smelled something, saw my alternator glowing. Bearing went out on the alternator. That was a... Hopefully, it was under a $300 fix, so can't complain too much. But I got power again.
What could have been worse? It could have went out when you weren't close to home, and somebody could have kept driving it and overheated it. And, oh, yeah, it could have really, kept driving it. The bearings seized up, and the belt broke, and somebody kept driving it, and the motor overheated. You know the string that happens.
Well, the computer was yelling at me pretty good, so if it was somebody else and they ignored that, yeah. Actually, my wife's really good, so she would have been pulled over quicker than I would. But, no, can't complain. So, well, I can. It's snowing again, but I won't. But, yeah. Other than that, it's been a good day.
You go. Well, like I said, you guys keep the snow up there. We don't need it down by us, so. I'm just pulling into my stop here. I got to jump out and switch trailers, so. I'll probably be back after a while. KBSW.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm going down to Aquinas to recover a LTE 4G modem that we're using as a backup. So it's actually, they do taxes. And of course we're in tax season. They were freaking out. So, but they got their wire fixed and now they have Charter again. So, alrighty, have a good one. I'll say 73 and 8MJL.
KFA DSF testing.
Loud and clear.
KFA DSF. Station out there, come back, please.
KFHCSD, N2PDF. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie, Sierra, Delta. This is November 2, Foxtrot Bravo. I'm sorry. November 2, Papa Bravo, Foxtrot.